Welcome to Nintendo Seconds. I am LP Tiger. Today is Monday, July the 2nd, 2018. This is The Daily. Hashtag free snake's butt. Yes, this is the latest Nintendo news. If you haven't seen, all previous characters are returning for Super Smash Bros. Ultimate and in the best looking quality. But some have taken notice in the difference of the character Snake and specifically his backside. His gluteus maximus, his booty. With that, hashtag free Snake's butt has been spread through Twitter and attracted the attention of Snake's original voice actor, David Hayter, who stated, quote, "Oh, there's a whole host of reasons why this is important," unquote. So, will Nintendo listen to outspoken Twitter voices, or will they leave this behind? Moving along, with confirmation from the Nintendo website in Japan, there will be plans to create amiibo for the added characters in Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. This includes Ice Climbers, Pichu, Young Link, Snake, Wolf, and Pokemon Trainer. Now, with Pokemon Trainer, does that mean Squirtle and Ivysaur will both have separate amiibos? Well, obviously Charizard already has his own. They weren't specific on it. Guess we'll have to wait and see. And speaking of amiibo, if there are some Smash amiibo that you still weren't able to get your hands on, no worries, because reprints were announced for Japan in December and January, and you can ensure that the same will happen in the US. Nintendo has recently applied for multiple trademarks, which include the upcoming Fire Emblem game, the Xenoblade Chronicles 2 DLC, and video game use of the Nintendo GameCube trademark. That last one has driven a lot of speculation for possible mini GameCube consoles in the future. Personally, I don't think that's going to happen. Even though Virtual Console was put to rest, I'd say it's more likely to have some version of GameCube games to be playable on the Nintendo Switch outside of calling it Virtual Console. It's pretty exciting to think about, but before we start talking about the possibility of mini GameCubes, which I can't imagine happening, let's be patient on that potential Nintendo 64 classic. So, anyone having fun with Mario Tennis Aces out there? I sure am, and although I'm having a hard time winning an online tournament, the competition is pretty crazy. Good news, you play in the online tournament this month, Koopa Troopa will be unlocked as a new character. Also, Nintendo confirmed that Diddy Kong, Birdo, and Koopa Paratroopa will be available as free characters in the fall. Will this be added to the list of games they'll be consistently updating as time progresses? Let's hope so, because, I mean, I'm not personally complaining about balancing issues. Nope, not at all. Not like Bowser Jr. needs a nerf or anything. Ubisoft isn't a stranger to Nintendo. They've been working with Nintendo for 20 plus years. In fact, they were there at launch with the Wii U exclusive Zombie U for Last Generation. Of course, as the sales fell, the support fell as well. But with Mario and Rabbids, and the inclusion of Fox McCloud in Starlink Battle for Atlas, could we see more collaborations with Ubisoft? Yves Guillemot, CEO of Ubisoft, spoke out in a video stating, quote, "The Nintendo brand and their capacity to create fantastic games is really something that our creators and Ubisoft love. When they can collaborate with Nintendo, they're extremely happy to do so. So yes, it will continue, and I hope we'll be able to surprise you with new things in the future," unquote. With that said, what could be next? Beats me. The best thing I can think of is adding DK Rap and Just Dance. Let's make it happen, Ubisoft. And that's all for today. I've gained about 23 followers over the weekend. I am naming each and every one of you. Shoutouts to Malachi Badeau, The Stuff Podcast Show, Brian Carpenter, Halifa 25, Torian Sandifer, The Virtual Reality Podcast, The Fanta Show, Joshua A., The Weekly Splat, Phoenix Entertainment, XD Creation Z, Dash of Divinity, Charlie, Twist 570, Northside Radio, Sahil Kemlani, Toronto Real Estate Unfiltered, Gamer Dude, Dear Society, Expressing Our Idiocy, Digital Wave Talk, and Blue Noob Reviews. Thank you all so much for your support, and hope you guys enjoy the podcast. If you have any feedback for me or would just like to say hi, feel free to send me a voice message through the Anchor app or send me a tweet on Twitter at LPTiger, LPTYGER. Thanks for listening to Nintendo Seconds, putting Nintendo first.